Well, I have to tell you, they added an hour to the show, but it zooms by. It went by very quickly, and we're in our last half hour here. Then on the road to Ann Arbor, and looking forward to that as well. And there's a big story out there, and Marie is in a much better position to be able to fill us in on that. Do I need to find the actual? Let me just see. Marie, is your intro something I need to be sure to read out loud, or can I just say you're
No,
here to talk to us?
I'm here.
I know that you're there, and I just don't want you to wait to hear that intro. Wait a second,
No,
I'm looking. Here it is. Wait, I got it. I got it. This is good. Professional women's hockey is coming to Detroit. WJR's Marie Osborne reports on the historic announcement from Little Caesars Arena today. There you go, huh?
yeah, there you go. This morning that this was announced, Paul, so much excitement. Detroit will receive the Professional Women's Hockey League expansion team 26-27 year. And the PHWL currently has four teams in the U.S., Minnesota, Boston, New York, and Seattle, and then four teams in Canada, Montreal, Ottawa, Toronto, and then Vancouver. There are more than a dozen PWHL players from Michigan. That's the second most in the league behind Minnesota. And among them, of course, is Megan Keller, the Olympic gold medal hero who plays for Boston. Uniforms, they're going to be Detroit's primary colors are going to be black and silver. Of course, it'll be complemented by white as a secondary color, red as an accent. Of course, it'll have Detroit on it. Now, watching today's announcement closely were hundreds of young women from around Michigan who play hockey. 17-year-old Kennedy Cerny is a student at Bishop Foley High School. She's been playing hockey since she was 6 years old. Here's what she had to say.
I'm just so excited, and this will definitely give people like me, like a bunch of my teammates and friends and girls I've played, this will all give us hope for the future. Like, it doesn't seem so far out of reach.
Kennedy played on a boys' hockey team for 10 years. Now,
Oh,
she
wow.
has committed to play college hockey at Adrian College in the fall. And she says this news today will up the game for girls' hockey in general.
It's already so intense, but now, like, knowing that there's going to be something like professional so close to home, it's like, is there a chance?
And she says she's considering playing pro. Today's announcement taking that dream just a step closer to reality.
Hockey girls they're tough. So I'm very happy for all of them, and I'm very happy for where this is going to go.
And one other thing, Paul, there are a lot of people who love women. State of Michigan. At the press conference today, Amy Shear, who's PWHL Executive Vice President of Business Operations, said that on the course of over three seasons, they've averaged well over 13,000 fans a game, over 25,000 fans this year alone in just over two games. So the fan base is here, and you heard Kennedy talking about that people really want to see girls' hockey, women's
Well,
hockey.
and this is on the heels of the 2026 U.S. Olympic women's
Yes.
and men's hockey teams bringing home the gold medals. But we remind everyone that this was the women's third gold medal. So clearly, they are spectacular. They deserve to have a team in one of the original birthplaces of hockey, which is Detroit. The only thing I have not heard, well, one thing surprised me that I did not know, and it may or may not have been true, but I never thought Denise Ilitch, who I love, and is I think she's still a regent at the University of Michigan and all of that,
Yes.
but it said Red Wings co-owner Denise Ilitch. I never knew that. I just thought it was Chris Ilitch. I didn't know that his sister was a co-owner. But be that as it may, I also have not heard of a name or anyone guessing what the name would be. Or do you have any information on that?
As far as I know, the word Detroit is going to be on their jersey. I don't know if they have a team name selected at this point in time. That is not, I have not heard that, but I'll do a little work on that for you.
And I'm wondering if other teams, where they have a men's hockey team called the Flyers or the whatever they might be, if they have a women's hockey team, if they try to tie the names together one way or another, or if they try to keep them as separate as the games will be.
Something tells me that probably won't happen. Women want to, you know, stand alone on their,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Right. Yeah. So I think,
I can see an argument, either way, you know?
Yeah.
I can see an argument either way, but the beauty professional women's hockey is coming to Detroit. Thanks to the Illich family.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what, Paul, I'm just, as far as I can see, there's not really a name like the Red Wings or, you know, the Lions or something of that sort that has been selected, at least not yet.
Maybe they'll be called the Red Lions. No, probably not. They would have to have a tiger in there somewhere. I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, they would.
And honestly, when I first saw the story PWHL, I went, what's that? What's PWHL?
Yeah.
Oh, it's Professional Women's Hockey League.
Yes.
And they're
coming
to Detroit, and they'll be playing at Little Caesars Arena.
Yeah, and think about that venue. I know that Kennedy, who we heard from in that story, you know, she's been to games there before, women's hockey team playing there. And, you know, it's just, she just said it's just inspiring and invigorating. So just imagine that venue to be playing hockey. It's a pretty big deal. And by the way, Marion Illich, the matriarch, if you will, of the Illich family, she was at that press conference today. So she's,
you're kidding. Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. Yeah. I wish I would have seen it. How did she look?
You know what? I only saw her from behind, so I didn't see her from the front.
Well, she's always looked very good from behind. No, I didn't know what else to say. She's also looked very good from the front, too. But I haven't seen Marion Illich in forever.
Yeah, but I thought it was so cool she was there. Yeah.
Oh, it's thrilling, and she must be thrilled.
Yeah.
I just think the whole thing is spectacular, and we couldn't be happier for the whole Illich family, Denise Illich, Marion Illich, of course, Chris Illich, who's, I think, been doing a great job running the company and all these teams, and now he adds another one, Professional Women's Hockey League, and I'll be very interested in the name of the team when it becomes available. We'll pass it along.
Right.
Thank you, Riri.
You're very welcome. Chris today did mention his mother and said that, you know, she really did a lot of work on this and really pushed for this. So congratulations to all of them.
Let me tell you something. Without Marion Illich, it's possible that Mr. I, which we affectionately called him, would still be giving pizzas away. If you know the story, when they first started.
Yeah.
They had a little pizza shop, and people would come in, and they'd buy a pizza, and he'd say, no, that's fine. You're brand new. You just keep it. And she finally had to say, you know, we're never going to grow if you don't charge people for the pizzas. Behind every great man is a great woman, and she's a great woman, that's for sure.
Yep,
that's
for sure.
All right, Marie, thank you much.
And
I know John is the great man behind you, and Kim is a great woman behind me. And we're all set. Appreciate your help. 144 WJR.